This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
It's been a busy week in LA with rap mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs getting arrested at UCLA. He's been accused of hitting his son's football coach with a kettlebell. The Los Angeles Police Department has charged him with three counts of assault with a deadly weapon, one count of making terrorist threats, and one count of battery. Both sides are claiming self-defense. And if you know anything about kettlebells, those things will definitely leave a mark. Taylor Swift publicly came out and said Apple would not be getting any of her music catalog for their new Beats service, claiming that Apple doesn't pay any royalties out for the three-month free trial that they've been offering their customers. Once the news of Taylor's announcement reached Apple's offices in Cupertino, they did an about-face and changed their policy, not wanting any bad publicity that a Taylor boycott would lead to. Has Taylor just unseated Beyoncé as the queen of pop music? Discuss amongst yourselves. There was a work-related injury on the set of the Netflix hit Orange is the New Black this week, and it happened to Taylor Schilling while she was shooting a steamy sex scene with co-star Laura Prepon. So the scene was supposed to be an angry sex fight. However, Taylor hurt herself after getting carried away during their lovemaking scene. Taylor said, quote, "I hurt myself. I got very excited. I took my shirt off and I scratched myself with my little name tag. There was a gash on my face, there was blood." You know what? You can't make this stuff up, folks. With all of the negative reports we've been telling you regarding Mariah Carey's Las Vegas shows, there is some good news in Mariah's life. She's dating again. Since her divorce from ex-husband Nick Cannon, she's been kind of quiet in the man department. Now, things are heating up for Mariah as she's been spotted sailing around the Mediterranean on the luxury yacht of Australian billionaire James Packer. They've been strolling around and acting all lovey-dovey at two of their stops, Saint-Tropez and Cannes, France. Ooh la la. How did James Packer get rich? The family business, Consolidated Press Holdings, was handed down to him when his father passed away in 2005. A year later, Packer sold half his media assets and became a successful casino owner. He's also very generous. Packer's National Philanthropic Fund is reportedly the biggest corporate philanthropic foundation in Australia. They're expected to donate $200 million to charities over the next 10 years. So it looks like she landed a good one. Best of luck, Mariah. Arnold Schwarzenegger had one of the greatest publicity stunts in recent memory this week, surprising fans in Hollywood as his famous Terminator character John Connor. First, he masqueraded as one of the wax dummies at the Hollywood Wax Museum. When tourists passed by, he would start talking to them in character, completely startling them. He then walked through the crowds along the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard, holding a selfie stick. Check this out.
Who are you?
I'm the Terminator. Who are you?
I'm the Terminator. I'm the T-800. I'm a cybernetic organism. Human tissue of a metal endoskeleton. Please don't bump my selfie stick.
The new Terminator Genesis film opens in theaters July the 1st. Well, we hate to tell you we told you so, but we told you so. Britney Spears' most recent relationship with Charlie Ebersole has come to an end after only 8 months. The pair, who started dating in October 2014, last attended a public event together at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards in mid-May. Britney, 33, has deleted all photos of her ex from her Instagram account, so you know it's official. Britney continues to perform at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Hey, speaking of Vegas, Pitbull announced his new residency at Planet Hollywood when Britney takes some time off. Spinners, this will be one jumping show. Make your travel plans now. Mr. Worldwide's residency only runs for a short time, September 23rd through October 7th. We here at LA Spins were always big fans of the NBC show Smash from a couple of seasons back. Smash was the show within the show about life behind the scenes on Broadway. And star Megan Hilty sure has an amazing voice. Well, now that show is being written into a Broadway musical, and we couldn't be happier. We'll keep you posted as there's word that the show will have a U.S. tour as well. We are sad to report that Academy Award-winning composer James Horner has died. His single-engine plane crashed near the Ventura and Kern County lines about an hour and a half north of Los Angeles. His impressive work included Titanic, Avatar, and Braveheart. James Horner was 61.
The news wrap-up.
If you're planning on attending Comic-Con in San Diego July 9th through 12th, leave the drones, selfie sticks, and e-cigs at home. They've been banned this year. Jay-Z's troubled title Music loses its second CEO this year. Taxi drivers staged a massive protest in front of Uber's San Francisco headquarters. They're hoping to catch the attention of U.S. mayors, who are also holding their annual conference there. Facebook has knocked out Walmart and become one of the top 10 most valuable companies on the S&P 500. In this week's Kardashian news, it's going to be a little baby Yeezus, as Kanye and Kim have announced they're going to have a boy. There's no announcement yet on when their baby will debut in his own reality show. Speaking of Kanye, it seems he's had a change of heart about Beck. After storming the stage at the Grammys and saying that Beck should respect artistry and give his Album of the Year award to Beyoncé, Kanye is now saying that he was wrong about Beck. His publicist told him to say, Kanye said, quote, "I think I was inaccurate with the concept of a gentleman who plays 14 instruments not respecting artistry."
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie, Jurassic Park World, stays on top with a whopping $106 million in its second week. The number one album, the seventh studio album from Muse, Drones, is on top in the USA. The number one app, Minecraft Pocket Edition, refuses to budge. The number one fiction book, unbelievably, The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins retakes the number one position for the third time this year. Alyssa Cara grew up in Toronto, Canada, a shy girl, and she dealt with that shyness by immersing herself in music. While other teenagers went to the mall and parties, she worked on perfecting her craft and released a bunch of videos on YouTube covering her favorite songs. She was often so serious, other people would ask, "How come Alyssa never smiles?"
As a kid, especially in elementary school, I was really quiet. I didn't really talk to many people, but as I got older, it did get better. It's just, I think in certain environments, it's still kind of the same. It just brings me back to, like, how I was when I was a kid, and especially in, like, the party environment, because I don't really drink, I don't party that much, so it gets kind of, you know, uncomfortable, I guess, for me. So, but as a kid, I definitely was that, like, you know, really quiet. I never really smiled. I think I'm still pretty much the same. Of course, now that, you know, I'm meeting more people and I'm getting into music more seriously, it's definitely changed a little bit, and I kind of have to force myself to be more confident because I'm on stage and I'm talking to people. So I did change a little bit, but I think when it comes down to it, I'm still pretty much the same person, and I still probably wouldn't enjoy that party now if I went now.
Well, Alyssa has plenty to smile about now. She has great songs of her own, like this one. Here's the song of the week, Alyssa Clara and Here.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm different. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can't go back. Please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere in the corner, under clouds of marijuana. This boy who's hard, but I can hardly hear over this music I don't listen to, and I don't wanna get with you. So tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break about it here. Me if I seem a little unimpressed with this, social pest.
pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this. And I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me, but honestly I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with the message like we usually do, and we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan.
That was Alyssa Clara with the Song of the Week here, and that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.